my baby that I had to get away, and that I'd be back another day. She didn't even ask me where I had to go. She said she didn't need to know. Just said she missed me every minute of the time. She wrote me back on a Valentine. That's how I know that I can't stay away too long, 'cause I'm gonna get myself back home to my sugar and spice. Ever miss more than her sweet and tender kiss. She's got something that I just can't seem to resist, and that's why I've got to tell you this. Listen here, I've heard some talk there's gonna be a hurricane, big heavy winds and lots of rain. It's gonna carry on, and that's why I'm hoping that it's not gonna take too long, 'cause I'm gonna ride that wind back home to my sugar and spice. Right on the right, I say yeah, yeah. Never had a feeling so nice, no girl. I wanna tell the world.
We're doing it up big. Tom Brady and the Patriots, Parliament Funkadelic, KRS-One. The next song is by Parliament Funkadelic. It's called Aqua Boogie. We're sending this one out to Mari Kopany and Oprah for the Water Warrior and the O Magazine.
I answer no. Before the fun, I can't swim. I never could swim.
Never learn.
Again, we want to send a shout out to Oprah and Mari Kopany, the warrior, water warrior. The theme of the show today is Tom Brady, the Patriots, Parliament Funkadelic, and of course KRS-One. Tom Brady, the quarterback, 41 years old for the New England Pats. His school was the University of Michigan. He was in the 2000 NFL Draft, round 6, pick 199. He's on the list for the top quarterback of all time. The Pats are going to take it. I know Tom Brady wants it. The Pats want it big. He has 3 kids and a wife. He just recently stated how loving his parents are and how big they are in his life, which I think is one of the keys to his success besides his work ethic and performance. So shout out to Tom's mom and dad. And to mine too. He's thrown 517 touchdowns to Gronk. No, but love Gronk for being a blocker in one of the recent games. Versatility and teamwork. Tom Brady quote, football has so many elements of sports. It's strength and it's speed, it's quickness, it's endurance, and it's toughness. It's so fast, it's a great game to watch and a great game to play. More on the Pats, we're gonna take it this year. Yeah, we're gonna beat the LA Rams and bring back the Super Bowl with the World Series Red Sox. We got Parliament Flashlight. Now, if Tom was playing his game at nighttime, would he need a flashlight? Or would his throws be accurate? I think his throws will be accurate. Let's hear it. Parliament Flashlight, 91.5 FM.
Yeah!
UFO.
In this sweet day in the place to be.
What up, Mike Tanner?
What up, what up?
Hi, Uncle Michael. How are you?
Just great, baby. How you doing?
All right. I'm glad you called in because the theme today, I wanted to get some of your words about the Pats. The theme today is Tom Brady and the Pats, and we're playing the LA Rams in the Super Bowl. What do you think about us going to the Super Bowl this year?
I think the state of Massachusetts is spoiled with the Patriots because we do nothing but win. I prayed and hope that they win a sixth Super Bowl. That way we will be the best team in franchise history of the NFL. So I love it. I'm in love with it.
Oh, all right. What do you think about Tom Brady, Uncle Michael? I have to give it up to him for being 41 years old, still playing in the NFL, still playing at the top of his game at 41 years old. When people think, you know, when you get older, people always want you to retire and think you should give up on your dreams or your goals or what you're doing. And I think if you can play and do it till you're 80 or 70, not football, but other things, you know what I'm saying. You should do it. Age is nothing but a number. What do you think about him playing at 41?
I think big up to Tom Brady. He's the oldest that did it. He's the best that ever did it. And listen, at 41, I'm 60. I mean, I still do some of the things. I don't have the mobility.
You still play basketball.
Yeah, at 60. So, I mean, you know, longevity in life is beautiful. If you're healthy and you stay healthy and you take care of yourself and your body and your nutrition, you'll be fine. Tom Brady is doing it. Big ups to TB.
Right. Woo! The Pats got to win it this year, though. Do you think the LA Rams is a hard team to beat? What do you think?
I don't think we need to underestimate them. They made it to the Super Bowl for a reason. I mean, they're the best team in the NFC. So, I mean, you know, hey, Tom Brady's seen everything you can throw at him. So, I mean, I'm not handing the Super Bowl over to the Patriots. But I'll tell you what, they got more of a better shot than any other team right now because they're experienced and they've been to three straight. So they know what they're doing. They know what they got to do. Big ups to TB.
Word. And big up to you, Uncle Michael, for calling in. You know I love you very much. How's work going?
Work's going good, baby. You gotta go. I love you.
Alright.
Go Pats.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon, sweet day.
Alright, we got Atomic Dog by George Clinton.
Yes. Alright, bye-bye.
This is a story of famous dog. For the dog that chases its tail will be busy. These are clapping dogs, rhythmic dogs, harmonic dogs, house dogs, street dogs. Dogs of the world unite, dancing dogs. Yeah, counting dogs, funky dogs. Nasty dog.
I feel like that one more star. face to get. Nothing but the dog in me. Why must I feel like that? Why must I chase the cat? Nothing but the dog in me.
Your weakness on Tufts Freeform Radio.
Oh,
Funkadelic, Atomic Dog, Parliament Funkadelic, Flashlight Parliament Funkadelic, Aqua Boogie Parliament, and Sugar and Spice Luther Vandross. So we know the Pats get knee deep in the dirt when they play. They're ferocious Atomic Dogs when they're on their mission. Don't need no flashlight. Tom Brady's an accurate thrower. We got One Nation under a groove.
Snap your W-2 and file Fed and State for free, guaranteed.
One Nation under a groove by Funkadelic. We're all one nation over the under the Patriots groove. They're gonna do it. 91.5 FM WMFO.
To dance our way out of our constriction. Call the brief freaking up and down the hang up alleyway. With the groove I only got, we shall all be moved. Ready or not, here we come. Getting down on the one which we believe. Which we believe in. Yeah.
my chance to dance my way out of my constriction.
With the Red Sox World Series winners, will be the number one sports hub in the country. Brady knows the Patriot playbook from front to back. Brady has a Cinderella story. People have called him meticulous, conscientious, and self-assured. And Sweet D thinks Tom Brady is a fabulous quarterback, doing it up big for the New England Patriots at 41 in the NFL. Yeah, we're gonna take it. This is One Nation Under a Groove. One Nation Under the Pats. Getting down just for the funk of it. Yeah. All right, we're gonna go into KRS-One now. We got the rap version of the show now. We're going to go into KRS-One, a very awesome rapper, skilled, one of the dopest. It's called You Must Learn.
Yo, man, they just suspended me, McBoo.
Word, they suspended the teacher?
Yeah, man, I'm getting so sick of this, man. They teaching us about nothing, man. You know what the bottom line is for black people out here? It's quite simple. You must learn. Deal with facts and you will never get weak in the heart. In fact, you'll start to illuminate knowledge to others. brothers in a song. Let me demonstrate the force of knowledge. Knowledge reigns supreme. The ignorant is ripped to smithereens. What do you mean when you say I'm rebellious? Cause I don't accept everything that you're telling us. What are you selling us? The creator dwelling us. I sit in your unknown class while you're failing us. I failed your class cause I ain't with your reasoning. You're trying to make me you by seasoning. Up my mind with C. Jane Run. See John walk in a hardcore New York. Come on now, that's like a chocolate cow. It doesn't exist, no way, no how. It seems to me that in a school this ebony, African history should be pumped up steadily, but it's not. And this has got to stop. See spot run, run get spot. Insulting to a black mentality, a black way of life or a jet black family. So I include with one concern that you must learn.
Just like I told you.
You must learn. Believe that if you're teaching history, deal with straight up facts, no mystery. Teach the student what needs to be taught, cause black and white kids both take shorts. When one doesn't know about the other one's culture, ignorance swoops down like a vulture. Cause you don't know that you ain't just a janitor. No one told you about Benjamin Banneker, a brilliant black man that invented the almanac. Can't you see what KRS is coming at? With Eli Whitney, Haile Selassie, Granville Woods made the walkie-talkie. Louis Latimer improved on Edison. Charles Drew did a lot for medicine. Garrett Morgan made the traffic lights. Harriet Tubman freed the slaves at night. Madam C.J. Walker made the straightening comb. But you won't know this if you weren't shown. The point I'm getting at, it might be harsh, is we're just walking around brainwashed. See what I'm saying? It's not to diss a man. We need the 89 school system, one that caters to a black return. Because you must learn.
Sweet D with the sweet flavor you save. I'm yellow on the two lips on Tufts Freeform Radio.
You must learn.
Just like I told you.
You must learn.
Harrison Ford, welcome to the Amazon Beta Testing Program.
I hate this already.
With the slipper sensia, down with the sound called BDP. If you want to join the crew, well, you must see me. You can't sound like Shannon or the one Marley. Because Shannon, Marley, Marlon, my rhyming like the gay. Picking up the mic, man, them don't know what to say. Saying hip hop started out in Queensbridge. Saying lines like that, man, you know them countless. So tell them again, me come to tell them again. Quah. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Tell them again, me come to tell them again. Quah. Tell them again, me come to tell them. Manhattan keeps on making it, Brooklyn keeps on taking it, Bronx keeps creating it, and Queens keeps on faking it. Coming three different flavors. Pick any dick for the flavor that you save. Mr. Magic Mike wish to come and try to save you. But instead of helping you out, he want the same thing I gave him. I finally figured it out, a magic mouth is used for sucking. Roxanne Shantae is only good for steady fucking. Missy Shannon Molly Marl is really only bluffing.
Like Dougie Fresh said, I tell you now you ain't nothing. Come catch a red alert on Kiss and Boogie Down Productions. Say ease in the run, I'm Mr. Ease in the run. Say KRS-One, you know them countless the sun. Been moving over there and then been moving over here. This name of this routine is called Life in Union Square. MC Marley Marl, don't you know that he's out of touch? What's the matter with your DJ MC Shan on the wheels of steel? Marley sucks. You better change what comes out your speaker. You're better off talking about the whack boomer sneaker. Cause Bronx created hip hop, Queens will only get dropped. You're still telling lies to me. Everybody's talking about the Juice Crew funny, but you're still telling lies to me.
Instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you who is more dramatic, this one or that one, the white one or the black one, pick the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. KRS-One is just the guy to lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I've got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back.
But for now, just settle. Settle.
Tom Brady.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I played the nine and you played the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Start this. I'm the artist. Often new concepts and they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher, and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money, cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup, a lot of games, a lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so-and-so, I'm this, I'm that, huh. But they all just wick, wick, whack, whack, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad. Let me show you something now about hip-hop. About D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce stereotypes of today. Like all my brothers eat chicken and watermelon, talk broken English and drug selling. But they don't care cause their company's selling it. It's my philosophy on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics. Cause it's about time one of y'all hear it. And hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger. Cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott LaRock.
Seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
How many MCs must get dissed before somebody says don't with Chris? This is just one style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Scott LaRock, KRS, BDP again. Many people had
and checks and keeps checking. They take the album, take it home and start sweating. Why? Well, it's simple. To them, it's kind of vital.
Vital.
To take KRS-One's title. To them, I'm like an idol. Some type of entity. And everybody rhyme, they want to mention me. I'd rather mention us, me and Scott LaRock. But they could get bust, get robbed, get dropped. I don't play around, nor do I F around. And you can tell by the bodies that are left around. When some clown jumps up to get beat down, broken down to his very last compound. See how it sound?
A little irrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers. Yeah, KRS-One, let him know with my philosophy. And that reminds me of Tom Brady a lot. So that's Tom Brady's theme song, My Philosophy, by KRS-One and BDP. That's a good one, Tom. Use that one. All right, we got Love's Gonna Get Ya by KRS-One coming up. But right now we're going to have the prayer of the day and the psalm of the day. This psalm is especially picked for the Patriots and Tom Brady. It's Psalm 91. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the foulest snail and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. You will only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you make the Most High your dwelling, even the Lord who is my refuge, then no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent, for He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Then will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent. Because He loves me, said the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for He acknowledges my name. He will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him with long life while I satisfy him and show my salvation. That's Psalm 91. Now the prayer of the day. Dear God, thank you for everything you do for me every day. Thank you for all my blessings. They really mean a lot to me. And I love all the people who support me and are there for me and are in my corner. Thank you so much for them. Want you to protect me from the... Just protect me from anything that's wrong for me or might cause me evil. Protect me from that. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being in my life, waking me up today. Thank you for my shows. And I'm so very thankful to the Tufts students and everyone here at Tufts who supports me, listens to my show, and has me on the air. Thank you to them. Okay, that's the prayer of the day. Psalm of the day was for the Pats, a protection psalm for them. I want to say congrats to Spike Lee for his first Oscar nomination for Black Klansman. I think he should have won one for Do the Right Thing. What an exceptional director he is. Yes, Spike Lee, congrats to you. I hope you win it. I know that'll be a big thing for you. You're a great filmmaker, and I love you. Now we got KRS-One, Love's Gonna Get Ya. Like Pat Tom Brady, Love's Gonna Get Ya. When you love something, you do it good. 91.5 FM, WMFO.org.
You know, love, that word love is a very serious thing. And if you don't watch out, I tell you that. Because a lot of people out here, they say, I love my car, or I love my chain, or I'm just in love with that girl over there. So for all the people
and I begin to grow. Not in hype, but juice and cash flow. I kick up my feet and begin to watch TV, cause now I got other people working for me. I got a 55-inch television, you know, and every once in a while I hear Just Say No. Or the other commercial I love is when they say this is your brain on drugs. I pick up my remote control and just turn, cause with that bull, I'm not concerned. See me and my brother jump in the BM, driving around our territory again. I stop at the light like a superstar, and automatic weapons go spray my car. I hit the accelerator, scared as and drove one block to find my brother was hit. He wasn't dead, but the blood was pouring, and all I could think about was Warren. Later I found that it was Rob and his crew. Now tell me what the fuck am I supposed to do?
With Love's Gonna Get You. Before that, it was My Philosophy, KRS-One, BDP, The Bridge Is Over, KRS-One, and You Must Learn. Saying peace, hope you enjoyed the show, lots of love. KRS-One is one of the dopest rappers that ever lived, and we got my theme song, my second theme song, Miss Black America. Sweet D saying, Miss Black America, I love you, and I'm out. Hello, Daddy. Hello, Daddy.
Hello, baby. How's my love child?
Fine.
Tell me, of all your dreams, what most do you hope to be when you become a big girl?
Daddy, I would like to be Miss Black America.
Stepping so proud, Mother Nature's only godchild. Society salutes you today, and we'd like to say, God bless Miss Black America. Watch over Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness. Sisters, we're all so very proud.
that natural look we see among the crowd. Worldwide admiration from nation to nation. They love you, Miss Black America. We love you too, Miss Black America. You're such wonderful people and so beautifully equal.
Miss Black America.
A culture no one can deny. If a young child should ask, then tell them why. They should not be ashamed of their past. Just explain. The true mother is Black America. None other than Miss Black America. She cried tears of success. We wish her long happiness. We're so proud of you, Miss Black America. Ooh, Miss Black America. I'm so proud, I'm so proud.
Miss Black America.
Miss Black America.
Driving tonight.